with a look at Radio on the Go Sports for this Monday morning. I'm Dwayne Karstens reporting. Well, we got state softball on the line for a couple of teams. We'll get to that in just a moment. There was some action over the weekend, in case you missed it, in high school regional softball, where fourth-rated Mount Vernon ended the DNHAP softball season. Mount Vernon defeating the NICL East Champs 7-0 to move on in the regionals in Class 3A. In Class 1A district baseball, the district championship to St. Anser over North Butler, 2-0. Third-rated Saints defeat the Bearcat Boys. Also, in another district, it was Ankeny Christian toppling AGWSR 9-2. And in a 2A district final, Grundy Center does win, so they survive one of our final remaining teams in baseball in the area. Grundy Center with a 3-1 win over West Marshall in the district championship. They move on to the sub-state this week. Well, one win stands between number 11 North Butler girls and a trip to the state softball tournament. The Bearcat ladies face fifth-rated Mason City Newman tonight in the regional championship game, airing on 104.9 KLMJ. The game marks the third meeting between the teams this season, with the Knights winning the previous two matchups. The Bearcats are 24-5 and defeated Riceville last week before facing Turkey Valley on Friday night. North Butler needed 10 innings to defeat the Turkey Valley Trojans and advance to this regional championship. Camry Grone has led the Bearcats in the circle during the postseason, pitching all 17 innings while allowing three runs, one of which was unearned. She has faced 62 batters and struck out 24 of them. As Grone continues to pile up strikeouts this season, she says her approach against batters is simple.
Work ahead and try not to get as many walks, and then just feed my defense.
Head coach Austin Guerrero says the Bearcats' approach remains the same no matter the opponent for North Butler.
For us, it's always kind of take care of what we can and get better in the areas we need to. We've talked in the past about fine-tuning, you know, those small details and situationally hitting the ball a little better, working on that small ball we talked about, and just being the best version of ourselves we can be.
Sammy Krukenberg leads the Knights offensively with a .427 batting average and 29 RBI this season. Krukenberg also leads the team in the circle, pitching with a 1.25 ERA and 307 strikeouts. First pitch between North Butler and Mason City Newman will be at 7 p.m. Newman is hosting this in Mason City. Pregame coverage starts at 6:45 here on KLMJ and RadioOnTheGo.com. Our other area team in action, they've been to state numerous times, of course, over the last decade or so. That's the Clarksville Indians, rated number 2 this season, and they will host Highland in the Class 1A Regional 1 final tonight, airing on 99 The Wave in Clarksville. The defending 1A champions look to advance to the state tournament, needing one more win. They bounce back from an upset bid against Montezuma in the quarterfinal with a 9-0 five-inning smashing of Lone Tree in the semis. It's the 10th straight season the program has appeared in a regional final, and a win could clinch the program's 8th all-time state tournament appearance. Highland will look to advance to the state tournament for the second straight season, having qualified as the number 8 seed last year. They've won 4 straight, including a 14-6 five-inning win over Don Bosco and a 10-1 five-inning win over Belle Plaine in their first two playoff games. The number 2 seed in the bracket, they will be on the road for the first time in postseason play, that being Highland. It's an underclassman-heavy roster for that team, with only one junior and one senior making regular starts. Pre-game coverage starts at 6:45, followed by first pitch 7 o'clock tonight in Clarksville for the number 2-rated Indians in their regional championship, hoping to also, like North Butler, get onto the state tournament after wins tonight. The Grundy Center School District welcomed 4 new members into the Grundy Center Sports Hall of Fame during a special ceremony last Saturday morning as part of Felix Grundy's Festival. It was the Hall of Fame class, including Greg Voss, a 1985 graduate, Scott Barrett, a 1993 graduate, Scott Muller, a 1997 graduate, and Katie Lindemann from the class of 2016. The 4 honorees are being recognized for their outstanding athletic accomplishments and contributions to Grundy Center's rich tradition of excellence in sports. The annual Hall of Fame ceremony was one of the highlights of the Felix Grundy Festival, giving alumni, family members, friends, and community supporters an opportunity to celebrate achievements of the former Spartan athletes. Again, Greg Voss, Scott Barrett, Scott Muller, and Katie Lindemann. Well, Iowa State men's basketball coach T.J. Altsibler says the faces may change, but the standards never will. ISU is in the midst of summer workouts after losing several key players from a team that finished 29-8 and made a run to the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament. Altsibler says summer is a time to establish how they play.
We always want to establish a standard in work habits, how we dress, how we walk, how we talk, how we conduct ourselves, how we treat people, what we're going to do in the classroom. So that will always remain consistent. And then when it comes to the basketball piece, we're always going to want or we're going to demand a standard of effort and excellence and energy and commitment to doing winning things.
Alsenberger says every team is different in terms of its strengths.
There could be differences between this point guard and that point guard, or this foreman and that foreman, or is this team better offensively, defensively? All those things come to fruition, and there's so much we're all learning each and every day. But what I can say is from a, you know, connected standpoint, from a standards, and then from an effort, those things will always be constants, and we'll never waver on those being the, you know, the most important things that we accomplish and that we take on this time of the year.
Alsenberger has led the Cyclones to 3 trips to the Sweet 16 in 5 seasons as the head coach. Over at Drake, in this age of roster turnover and transfer portals, the Drake women's team has featured stability. The Bulldog basketball players have 10 returning from a team that is looking to bounce back from a season in which the Lady Bulldogs slipped to 12-20. Drake coach Allison Pullman.
I think Drake University, I think Drake women's basketball, you know, like there's a culture, one where loyalty and, people wanting to, you know, continue to stay because some of their best friends happen to be on the team. And it's also championship basketball. You have opportunities to cut down nets, to be able to win championships. And I think that our team is very, very well supported.
Last season was a step back for the program that had posted 20 wins or more in 10 of the previous 11 seasons.
I think Drake basketball historically has always had so much success, and I think that's attractive to young women. I think from an academic standpoint, an athletic standpoint, so just being able to be fostered and have that opportunity, I think is one that, you know, they don't take lightly, and they want to continue to be a part of.
The Bulldogs are in the midst of their summer workouts. Over in Iowa City, the same thing going on, and junior guard Chet Wright was one of 3 starters returning from an Iowa women's team that finished 27-7, but she has been motivated by watching a tape of an upset loss to Virginia in the second round of the NCAA tournament.
I just kept rewatching and seeing what I could have done better. Although I can't go back in the past, I still can work on things to get better for the upcoming season, and that's just kind of what I was looking at.
Wright averaged 12.5 points per game last season for the Hawkeyes. She is joined on the Iowa women's squad by a Georgia transfer, Danny Carnegie. Both were freshmen at Georgia Tech 2 years ago.
So exciting. We kind of like grew up together. Our family is really close. And just knowing that she felt safe and like that she wanted to come here and be a part of this program, that was very exciting.
Carnegie averaged nearly 18 points last season at Georgia and was named first team All-SEC. On the Iowa football team, linebacker Cam Buffington says one of the areas he has focused on during summer workouts is pass coverage. Buffington has been lauded for his maturity, and he credits that to growing up in small-town Iowa. He was an 8-player star, all-stater, standout at Winfield Mountain Union High School.
A lot of people watching you in like a small town and stuff like that, so you have to like lead by example. You know, my school where I came from, there's kindergartners in there, and so, you know, they're walking the halls with us, and like you have to set an example. And that's one thing I kind of learned throughout high school and that kind of carried with me. And I think I feel like I could be more mature in anything I do. But, yeah, I give the credit probably back to my hometown, you know, where I come from.
The Hawkeye football team opens the season on September 5th against Northern Illinois. USA Team Handball has announced that the U.S. men's senior national team will face Canada in a 2-game qualifier series August 7th and 8th at the Long Lines Family Recreation Center in Sioux City, Iowa. The winner of the 2-game series will advance to the 2027 Pan American Games in Peru. Corey Westra, commissioner of the Great Plains Athletic Conference, says local interest began in May when he was invited to Briarcliff University for a meeting with the president of USA Team Handball.
The winner of this matchup does get to go to the Pan Am Games, which is very exciting. This is leg one on that journey to LA 28 and the Olympic Games.
The Pan American Games serve as an Olympic qualifying event for men's handball across North and South America, making Team USA against Team Canada in Sioux City the official opening stage of the 2028 Olympic qualification for the LA Games, as mentioned. Michael King, president of USA Team Handball, says the sport is played in 111 countries and is one of the top draws in summer Olympic ticket sales. King knows many Americans are not familiar with the sport and described what you will see when Team USA plays Canada. Canada in Sioux City.
You're talking about 7-on-7. The simplest way to explain it is water polo on land, soccer with your hands, played on a court 2.5 times the size of a basketball court. So it's very large people moving at a high rate of speed, slamming into each other, throwing a ball 80 miles an hour, and goalies taking their life into their hands, trying to stop a ball moving 80 miles an hour that weighs 4 times as much as a baseball.
Again, this event coming to Sioux City August 7th and 8th. And as we mentioned, there are games going on tonight to qualify for state softball. Very exciting when you get to the regional championship level. Once again, our coverage of both of these games going on tonight on KLMJ. Mason City Newman is hosting the North Butler Bearcats. And on 99 The Wave, we will have the Clarksville Indian Ladies hosting the Highland Riverside softball crew. Again, the winners go on to the state softball tournament in Class 1A. That's going to do it for Radio On The Go Sports. I'm Dwayne Carstens reporting. Big week, a hot week as well. Make sure you drink plenty of water and stay cool out there. I'm Dwayne Carstens again reporting. KLMJ Radio Sports. More online at radioonthego.com.